Hey, thank you for joining us on our bonus episode. We're here with Kendra Adachi, aka The Lazy Genius, and we are giving you 10 not planned questions. Uh-huh. Okay, Leanne, go first.
These are like, Kendra, fast. Like,
rapid fire. These, okay, I'm okay. Ready.
After you're dead.
I'm already here for this. I'm here for this.
I'm so sorry. That got me. Continue.
Okay, after you're dead.
Yes.
What is one of the things that you hope that your children say about you?
Her cookies were the best cookies.
Love it.
I love it.
Okay. Now that we're best friends, me and you and Leanne.
Yes.
I need to know, how do you take your eggs and how do you take your coffee?
Oh, coffee is oat milk with a little bit of maple syrup, vanilla. Mm. And depending on the month, I have a little spice mix of like cardamom and cinnamon and all that
cardamom stuff.
Yes.
I love cardamom.
Do cardamom.
Also,
and then eggs, I'm kind of like all the ways, but I do love a what's it when it's fried, but it's over easy. I love an over easy egg on sourdough toast, buttered sourdough toast with avocado and arugula.
Yes, love
my
it.
Favorite way to eat an egg.
Also, congratulations on finding your perfect mug recently.
Oh, thank you. It was a good
okay. Pie or cake?
Pie. Hardcore.
Okay. Which Ooh. Kind? Which one?
Kind of all of them, but I love an apple.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Matt.
Okay. Best thing. I know that you're into thrifting lately and we're like really talking about consumerism. What are like maybe the best thing, most proud thing you've thrifted that you're like, I can't believe I found this.
Oh man. I did find a denim, like an acid washed denim, like Sherpa lined big, farmer jacket.
Okay. Nice.
For $7 that I love with my whole heart.
Listen, when this episode airs, we might just DM you and say, hey, could you put that jacket on, please?
We might need a picture.
Okay. One of your favorite fictional authors. Favorite fictional authors and the book that they've written that you really love.
My top three favorite authors, fictional authors.
This is great.
Yeah.
I'm writing this.
Are Neil Gaiman, Stephen King, and Wendell Berry. So Jaber Crow is my favorite Wendell Berry novel. It is my favorite Stephen King novel. Terrifying, but fantastic. Listen to it on audio. And then Neil Gaiman, I read The Ocean at the End of the Lane at least once a year. It's like my reset book. It's my favorite. My favorite kind of book is a little weird book. Little book, and it's my favorite weird little book.
Yeah.
My wife wanted me to tell you that she heard a Throne of Glass because of you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Before it became a thing.
Yes.
And she wants to thank you for that.
Tell her she's very welcome.
Oh, and then our friend whose home we're in, his wife loves Sharkheart because of you.
Oh, Sharkheart's so good. Such a good book.
He gave us the synopsis, and it sounds like something
It's weird. It's about a married couple, and the guy starts to turn into a great white shark. And it's like very thoughtful and contemplative and tender. Like it's very lovely.
That's so funny.
Okay. Do you have another question?
Funny. Okay. Here's my other question. This is my third.
Okay.
What is your favorite cheese? Because we love cheese where we live.
Sure.
Yes. Tell me about your cheese. Do you do charcuterie? Are you a charcuterie girl?
I am not typically because cheese is like not one of my favorite foods. Like straight cheese. I know it's really, really sad, but pizza pizza is my favorite food. Which seems weird because that's kind of an important part of the pizza. What's the tiny mozzarella balls marinated in oil with herbs and stuff? What's that called?
Yeah.
I want to say Botticelli, but that's not right. It's not burrata because that is a specific kind of cheese. It's mozzarella.
It can be little fresh.
There are so many people yelling the word right now. They're like, we know what it is, but I can't think of what it's called. But that's my favorite way to eat cheese.
Okay.
Love it.
Favorite cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. Here's my fourth. What is your go-to shelf-stable snack that's like in your house, not refrigerated, just sits there?
My favorite that I don't get all the time, and I embarrass my daughter with how many boxes I bought last week, are the dark chocolate covered peppermint JoJo's. that are only available at Trader Joe's during like November and December. It's a peppermint. It's like an Oreo. You know, it's Trader Joe's have JoJo's instead of Oreos. But I think the filling might be a little bit different because it's peppermint, but then they dip it in dark chocolate and then cover it in candy canes. It's this big old
mint.
It's amazing. Mm.
We need to introduce her to Coben's Chocolates peppermint, holiday peppermint thing.
Totally.
Yeah. Chocolate peppermint is like my fave. So good.
Me too.
We'll send you some. They only do it at Christmas.
This is my last one. Then you got a last one. Yep. And then we're wrap.
Okay.
If you're picking a pair of shoes in your closet right now, which ones are your favorites?
Oxfords. I have so many Oxfords. I'm like my vibe is if Kathleen Kelly from You've Got Mail also was in a roller derby league, like an underground roller derby league. That's my fashion vibe.
Love it.
So it's like monochromatic, but like a little mean.
So I wear
Oxford shoes. That's like my, because I don't wear heels or I don't like flats and stuff. So I have so many pairs of Oxfords.
Love it.
Okay. This is a throw to you. What right now is saving your life? Because I love your What Is Saving My Life episode. Episodes.
Yes.
But what is saving your life right now?
You know what? Today. What it is today is I have, we are about to enter my favorite weekend of the whole year. Truly, because in my town, we have on the Friday night, we have this like downtown winter festival and we light a tree and all the stores stay open and they close the big downtown road. And then also my son is in the high school marching band and they're like in the quarterfinals of the state championship. And so we're going to go downtown and then we're going to do the game. And then that Saturday is a parade and my son gets to actually march in the parade because his high school marches in the parade. And then we have dress rehearsal for the next day. That Sunday, we have a Lessons and Carol service at my church that we have done. I've been part of for the last, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, a lot of years. And it's one of the most life-giving things because I get to sing and be part of people who are creative and celebrate the season. And so that's what saved me. I have rehearsal for that tonight and I'm so excited.
That's so awesome.
But that's what saved my life is I'm in it right now. Talk about good days.
Oh,
seriously.
I'm about to enter my favorite weekend.
I have one more thing that saves both of our life and both of our family's life. We have 1 minute. It is the Great British Bake Off.
Listen.
My wife and I are obsessed, and we're obsessed with Allison.
Allison's the best.
Love her.
Allison's literally
my wife has a thing about teeth and smiles, and she has the most beautiful smile
The
most jovial laugh.
Yeah.
Sign me up for a time with Allison.
Fun story. I auditioned to be on the Great American Baking Show.
That's awesome.
Several years ago. And I made it to the final round and the casting group that was in charge of casting.
Yeah.
They put me forward in their top 12, but the network chose the other white lady with brown hair who had children, the stay-at-home mom. They picked the other one. We both rode to the finale, like the final audition together, and literally looked at each other and we were like, yeah, we both can't make it, can we? Like, no, it's just one of us. And you know what?
She opened the door and
she had she had chickens. When she told me she lived on a farm with chickens, I was like, well, I'm out. It's just not going to work.
Listen.
Love that show. I love baking and I love that show.
Leanne won't say this about herself because she's very humble, but Leanne was on Guy's Grocery Games.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I told him that losing once wasn't enough, so they brought me back to lose again.
I had no idea. That's so much fun.
Yeah, it was so
fun.
Isn't
that a fun fact?
That is a fun fact.
He was so fun.
That's so fun.
I'm sure. Hey,
well, thank you for answering our 10 random questions. Yes. It has been so much fun.
It has.
You're awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for
awesome. Well,
me.
Hey, thanks everybody for joining us on this bonus episode with Kendra Dachi, the Lazy Genius.